Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge? Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot'em Down store discussing Lum's newest problem in finance. Listen.
Well, I know one thing for sure. I've got to study up a way to make that $300 fast. I ain't got time to just sit around and earn it.
No, all you got's 30 days. Well, the fact is you ain't got that now.
No.
What you ordered, Don Lum, was get that Pioneer on a 60-day free trial. Or 90, maybe. Give you a little more time to raise the money.
30 days is the best you can get, though. If I don't get the money by then, they'll come down here and yank that Pioneer right out of the church house. Then I will be in a fine fix.
Oh, yeah.
Be the end of my reputation as a philanthropist.
Well, might be just as well, Lum. I doubt if anybody around here knows what that is anyway.
Now, how can a feller make a lot of money fast? That's what I want to know.
Well, I dog is that something I'd love to know myself.
I was looking at that accident policy Squire Skimp sold me, and according to that, I could get $100 for a broke arm and $200 for a broke leg.
Yeah, but where are you going to find a broke leg?
I mean, that's what the insurance company will pay me if I have an accident and break a leg or an arm.
Oh. Well, you'd have to break both of them to get enough to pay for the Pioneer at that rate, Tolum.
Yeah, I'm feared that's the hard way to raise money. I couldn't bring myself to deliberate break my leg, I know.
No. Well, here, Lum, I'll be glad to do it for you if it'll help you.
No, thanks, Abner.
Well, I'll be glad to do it. You know me, I'll do anything to help you get out of this trouble.
Well, it's awful nice of you to offer, but I'll try and struggle along without that.
Well, now, Lum, I'd just be proud to do it. What are friends for, anyway? Which leg do you use the most?
No, Abner, just forget about it. I wouldn't want to put you to all that bother.
Why, it wouldn't be no bother at all. I'd love to. Anytime, I wouldn't be willing to break your arm or leg.
All right, Abner, just drop it now. I ain't going to stand here and let you break no bones on me. I'll tell you that right now. I don't believe the insurance company would pay me the money no ways, because it has to be an accident.
Oh, yeah,
that's delivered to it.
No, I'd be doing it on a purpose, wouldn't I?
Sure.
Yeah, let's see now. How could I do that sort of accidental-like?
Abner, just stop thinking about it. I'm sorry if I even brung it up.
Well, I'll think of some way now. Don't you worry, Lum. Let me study here a minute.
Well, if you do think of some way, forget about it just quick as you can, because that idea's out. I'll tell you that right now.
That's a sledgehammer.
Thanks, so is most of the other ideas I've studied up so far. The only real good idea I got is to inherit a batch of money. But I don't know how to go about that, even.
I might could shove you down them stairs over here. Accidental, of course.
I told you not to bother about that. It ain't no good.
No, I believe you're right. Yeah, I'll think up something better than that. Just see now. Let a mule kick you. I've got a span of mules over there, Lum. If I can get you in behind one of them, he'll break both legs and both arms for you. He kicked Elizabeth out of the stall four times yesterday. Mule is brave enough to do that. He'll kick anybody. And she kicked him right back and kicked him out of the stall in. Okay, she had the worst kicking than that mule ever thought of. I'll get Elizabeth to break a leg.
No, you won't do no such a thing now. No. You know what I thought might be a good idea? It'd be for me to look up my family tree.
You couldn't see a wire stretched across the porch out there for night, could you, Lum?
A wire?
Yeah, you could leave your glasses off so you'd be sure not see it, and then when you walked out on the front porch, why you...
All right, Abner, I told you we ain't going to use that ID.
Well, all right, I'm just trying to help you is all I'm trying... Wait a minute. What was that you said about a tree? That might be a good ID. You'd climb up high enough before you jump. Fell, I guess would be the better way to do it.
I never said nothing about falling out of a tree. I said I was going to look up my family tree and get some money that way.
Look up a tree and get some money?
Family tree.
Well, I don't care where it belongs to your family or anybody else's family, Lum. You ain't going to find no money that way. Ain't you never heard that old Eddard saying of yours, money don't grow on trees?
Well, Abner...
I've heard you say that 1,000 or 100 times, Lum. Money don't grow on trees. Don't you understand them old Eddard Sandses?
Of course I do. I made them up, didn't I?
Well, that's what I mean. As long as you made them up, you ought to know what they mean. You ought to listen to yourself once in a while. Not too much, but
well,
just
Well, I know that money don't grow on trees.
Of course
what I'm
it
talking
don't.
About.
No, sir. No. Trouble with you, Lum, you always take everything you say so literary. Now, you take leaves or apples or pine cones, they all grow on trees. Well, bananas, too. No, they grow on stalks. But when it comes to money...
All right, Abner, you don't need to tell me what grows on what.
Peaches grow on trees, too.
I know that as well as you do. What I meant was I'm going to look up my family history and see if I ain't got some rich relates.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say that?
Well, I was trying to, if you'd just give me a chance.
Well, I'm glad we finally got that straightened out.
Yeah, so am I.
Rich relates, you say?
Yeah.
What is he doing up in a tree, Lum?
He ain't up in no tree.
You said he was. You said you was going to look up the family tree and find this rich relate of yours. Is he a lumberjack?
Not that I know of.
Fruit picker, huh?
Of course not.
Monkey?
Couldn't get rich that away.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, it just looks to me like, Lum, he might be a little bit touched in the head. He might have lost a spoke or two.
Who?
That uncle of yours. An old-grown adult of a man is going to climb up on a tree and sit there if he ain't got no business up there. Especially if he's rich.
Look, Abner, I never
meant... Are you sure he's rich?
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'd be pretty careful with this whole deal if I was you. You just take my advice. I think all these things out careful. More than likely, he just thinks he's rich, Lum. That's the trouble. You know, there's lots of fellas that think they're Napoleons and millionaires and all that junk, you know. I believe you. Better just forget that idea, Lum. You ain't saw him run around with a wheelbar upside down or nothing, have you?
Are you done talking now?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to...
I'll tell you, you err.
Oh, yeah.
A family tree, in case you're interested, ain't no actual tree.
No, that... It ain't.
No.
Oh, artificial, huh?
No.
I recollect the Pomeroy family had one like that. Had it set nowhere in a parlor. None of them was perched up in it, though, that I know of.
Oh, that was a hall tree.
Huh?
That's what that was.
No, they had a tree there in the front setting room of some kind, Lum. They might have used it other night, but I've been over in the daytime, and they never roosted up there in the daytime.
Well, that was a hall tree. It ain't got a thing to do with a family tree. What I'm talking about is a record of all your relates and ancestors.
Huh?
And whose son was whose papa and all that.
Well.
Sometimes they draw it out like it was a picture of a tree. The first ancestor is the trunk and all the rest of them's branches.
Huh.
I think that's the way they do it.
That's a family tree, huh?
That is a family tree, yes.
Okay, I wonder how high up I am in mine.
I figure that amongst all them branches, they might be a millionaire. Maybe he's dead now and never had no youngins of his own, so they've got to find another one of his relays to give his money to.
Hope I'm a trunk.
And maybe I'm that relay.
Just a minute. Come over that again, Lum. Rack them up, break again. I'll jump the track.
Well, if you stop talking while I'm explaining things, maybe you could get it through that thick head of yours.
All right, I'll quit. Go ahead. Explain it now.
See, sometimes folks die and leave fortunes, and nobody knows who's next in line to get that money. And it might just so happen that I'm the missing link.
Missing link?
Yeah.
Well, doggies, you might be at that. I know just the other day I heard Frank Forster refer to you as a missing link. But I told him you weren't missing. You was over there at the store.
That's
I never
nice
knowed
of him.
Yeah, he did. That's what he said about you.
Bless his heart.
I never knowed what he meant at the time. But, Lum, if that is a fact, how do you go about collecting the money?
Well, first of all, I've got to find out if I've got any rich ancestors that's died here late.
Oh. Well, have you got any?
Well, I ain't been able to think of none so far. The only relate of mine that's died recent is old Dan Walford.
Yeah, well, he ain't got... Dan Walford?
Yeah.
He ain't a relate of yours, is he?
Yeah, he is. A distant relate of some kind.
Huh.
Not kissing cousin, but way off.
Well, I never know that before. You ought to keep him as far a distance as you can. Are you sure about that, Lum?
Yeah, it's true. This is the first time I've ever admitted it to anybody, though.
You mean old stealing Dan Walford that used to live south of town that was such a mean, ornery old varmint?
Well, he was honest in every way, Abner, except one. He would steal. He would take things.
That's the feller I'm talking about. Yes, sir.
That's why I never wanted to admit to it.
You mean the Dan Wolfer that used to steal horses from everybody around here?
Yeah.
Why, law me, Lum, he did more folks around Pine Ridge out of their property and money than any human had ever lived here. Old man was a skinflint.
I don't know what kind of a fellow he was, but I couldn't do nothing about it.
Well, I dog as if you're a relay to his'n, why, you're all set, Lum.
All set?
Yes, sir, you're set. You just the same as got that $300 right now, and maybe more.
Well, what do you mean? He never left much money, or did he?
Well, it don't matter whether he did or not, Lum. Who you're going to get the money from is the insurance company.
Insurance company?
Why, sure.
Well, I ain't had no accident.
Well, no, but quick as you tell folks that Dan Walford was a relay to yours, you're going to have the dad-blamedest bunch of accidents you ever seen. And they won't stop at a broke leg and a broke arm, neither. I stroke this, Lum. This is the luckiest day you're alive.
Lucky?
Why, everybody in town's got a grudge against that old man.
Well, there you are, Lum. See how nicely things work out?